We're on Daf Samach Ches Omed Beis. Before we learn the Gemara, we will have Kemat Daf and a half of Refuas in front of us. I'd like to just learn in the Vainik the last Marshon, the Chidushi Agodus on our Sugya. Les Marshon Dav Samach Tesamet Beis and Dav Samach Hesamet Beis L'doma Dereshe. This is the first refua that the Gemara is going to mention for the machla of L'doma Dereshe. Yesh Lishel V'chol Hani Refuas Haniskorim by Pirke Gambe perik em amidem amai kosvu rabine veravashi betalmud. Why was it written? Homrine per kame de broches, vatoiv beinecha osisi, shegonas chiski sefer refuas, teshi shebakshu rachmim, was a sefer refuas, that Chizkiah Melech was goynis, and the purpose was kedei sheyivakshu rachmim, that when one gets sick, one doesn't open up the sefer and automatically finds the correct refuah for this machle. So therefore, he was goynis it, and the purpose was that one should be mevakesh rachmim from the Rabbeinu Shloim lehisrapis. Vishavchu chachomim alzois, u'mishabech Chizkiah HaMelech. V'yesh liyashev, devadai niten rishus l'rapes. The zikher, we learn out from rapay yirapay, devadai niten rishus l'rapes, V'leida refuis kol chaloi. And to know the refuis of all the machlas. Elo shein roi legalis kulam lecholodo. Mishum inshi deloi mali. But if everyone will have this safe in front of them, shalayiftuhu b'ashem elo b'furoso. So that is why he was goynis the sefer refuas. His be'etzim, his askes per refuas, there's nothing wrong with this, nor the Torah gave a heter on this walk upon him that it shouldn't come to a madrega of shalayiftuhu ba'ashem ela b'furosom. That is why it was nigdus. Shehuta lehem lichtei atalmid gufei. The same heter, Chazal had, Rabbeinu Rav Ashi had a heter to write the Talmud. We need a heter for this. The dvorim shebal peh, osa lekoisvo. Avo mishum shenisrabe hashikhe bedeire sachreinim. Hutelam lichtai mishum eis lasais lashem. Me haitaime hutru lahem lichtai horefueis ulegalois on lerabim. That means even though mitzavechot, by writing down all the refues, it could perhaps have a detrimental effect on others, that again they'll be samech on the refues. V'layivtuchu b'ashem. Obakivin sheyevshe lezochom balpe, upen yishtakhu mikolod. That means that perhaps writing down all the refuas for all machlas, for other people, it won't be a teve. But leidach yisa, we have to take into consideration that Chazal knew all these refuas, and if will not be written and recorded, so will be forgotten completely. And this is also not the right thing. So therefore all the refuahs were written down. It had to be written down because Chazal realized that the refuahs cannot be nimsa midor der because of the hisgabrus hashikre. Mitoich zatire shena talmud chaser mikol hachochmes. Kilachol chayli timtza boy refue shelema va'amitis lemevinem l'shainam. That means Chazal recorded in this Gemara that we will learn for each chayli a refue shelema va'amitis lemevinem l'shainam. You have to understand exactly what they're saying. But the refuah is here. Ba'al yoyme ha-malik al-chach me'atamad shech-seirim me'chochmas ha-refuah. Agav ulche m'hilches roifim yiradei yisim et shin lamed vo ha-bekevegi ha-chidush ha-bekevegi brings down oma alonu ha-maril kol ha-refuah shebechol ha-talmad oso l'naseis oisam. We're not permitted to use them. Mishum dein adam yochel lamed al ikram, because we don't really understand completely the mechuvin what Chazal are telling us. V'chila yale biyadam, and if they'll try the refuah and they'll see it doesn't work, yilagu yilaglagu al divrei chachamim. So Emerson, the Marsha also mentions this. It is a refuah shelema va'amitis lemevinim l'shaino. So Emerson, l'davineinu, we don't understand the ikar advarim, b'chlal v'inyonim, but Emerson is chazal in this mokim were megala to us, the way the Marsha says, the refuahs for all machlas, and this was a refuah shleima va'amitis. Now, let us try to figure out the teichverter of the Gemara. We are 5 lines from the bottom. L'domo dereishe. What is l'domo dereishe? So Rashi says, Choyli keiv horoish. One suffers from headaches. Habo machmas da. It seems there is, perhaps there's too much blood that's rushing to the head, and that's causing the headaches. So what is the refuah for this? Lei say he should bring shurbino. What is Shurbino? Sarashi says, Min Erez. It's a type of a cedar tree. Kedemrinim Beroish Hashone. Sa'asho. There's a posik that mentions Sa'asho. Shurbino. And the Gemara translates this as Shurbino. So he takes Shurbino Ubino. An arodo. A willow. Ve'aso Doro. Rashi says, Hodos lach, b'zeiso. And it would seem this is from a olive tree. V'chilfe, tzavtzefo, eight sheshmoy poplar. This is a poplar, a small narrow tree, similar to the willow. And that we see Chazal tell us that that a tzavtzefo is doimet to an aroven, or there's different chilukim between a tzavtzef and a rove. V'chilfo diyamo. Chilfo diyamo. So Rashi says, girupla. Girupla are clothes. V'yavlo. Min Asa, it's a type of a grass. So we took a lot of these minim, Vilishlokino Bahadiyadodi. And now we should cook, or very well cook, all these minim together in water. Vilintel Tlas, now it seems, now we have the water is kailit, the kaiches arafua from these minim. Vilintel Tlas meyakasi ahaygisa deresha, you should pour 300 kaises on one side of the head. Butlas meyakasi ahaygisa, and 300 kaises on the other side of the head. Ahaygisa deresha. The Eloi, either it doesn't work or he doesn't have these minim. Laisi, he should bring Vardo Chivra. Vardo, Rashi says, is a rose, a white rose. Dekoi Bechad Doro. So Rashi says, they're all in one row. Kol Olin Sheloi Mitzadecho. All the leaves of the rose are on one side. Ze lemailo mize. Velishlakei, and he should cook it in water. Velintel shitin kasi ahai gise dereshe, vishitin kas ahai gise dereshe. And he should pour 60 kaises on each side of the head. Litzlichto. So Rashi says, what is litzlichto? Ke'ev chatzi horosh. This is a half of the head is in pain. Leisei tanegele boro. You should take a tanegel habor, which we learned about yesterday. Velishchete bezuzo chivro, and he should shecht it bezuzo chivro bedino shel kesef tzoruf ishcheteno. He should be geshochten with pure silver, a coin of pure silver. And ahu gise de kaivlei. Or perhaps Lishchate Bezuza Chivra Ahahugisa de Kayevlay. But he should shecht it over that place where he has the pain. And then the blood mistama will run out on his head over that area. Vinizdaya midome de loilisaminu. Like he said, the koivle, she yoza ibrashi says, hadom al chatzi haroish, she sham hakei. The blood should drip on that area. We should be careful the blood should not enter his eyes, because then he could blind himself. After that, litlaya b'seifa debove, then this Tanagel Habo, that's Geshochten, he should hang up b'mezuzis ha-Pesach, by the mezuzis of the door, the chi'ayel chayif bay, when he enters the house, so he brushes against it, the chi'nofik chayif bay, when he leaves, he also brushes against it, and that will be the refuah. Levruksi. Now what is Levruksi? Sarashi says, Choyli Sheba'ayin Shekoirin Tailo. Now this Tailo was a membrane that was covering the eye, could be it was a cataract. So what is the Refuah? Before we go further, let us read Tosfos. Ochem mashme diyesh lo refuah. Bruksi yez a refuah. Chem beperek ha-moitziyayin nam bikoma sheken koichlon lebruksi. For this, this koichlon was a process they used to put powder in the eye. The kosh, the bechayres kosh legabi mumin hakavui. Not a mum arai, it's a mum kva. If there's a refue, so why is this called a mum kavua? Vayimer Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Techol mashen oiva me'elo vayadei refue kala choshiv mum kavua. A mum kavua means by itself it will not go away. To a refue kala it also will not go away. There's a whole procedure in order to take it away, so that's called a mum kavua. Inami refua dahocha da moitzi aini betchilas achayli. If you catch the machla in time, there's a refua avu besayf achayli ein le refua, and that's what the Gemara says in B'chayr is, that it's a mum kavua. That means if the chayli was permitted to progress, so then it is uncurable. Leisi akreva deshev chumri. One should take an akrav, a scorpion, deshev chumri, that has seven colors on it. What does Rashi say? Minumar b'sheva gavonim, mach mazikne. It seems as the scorpions grow older, they accumulate different colors on their body. So one can tell some of the age of a scorpion by the number of colors that he's colored with. So one takes a scorpion, and then he's going to dry out the scorpion and make a powder out of it. And the yavshe, so he dries it, betula. He dries it in the shade. Klaima shaloi machmas shemesh. That it becomes dried out not through the rays of the sun. That won't help in the refuah. So it's dried out in the shade. I'm sure maybe a long period of time it dries out after it dies or gets killed. Now, v'nishchoik. Now he should grind tarti monosa kuchla. Now the kril was a type of a powder that was put into the eye l'refue. So two chalokim, two thirds should be kuchla v'chodo monosa mine. And one third should be from the powder obtained from the dried out scorpion. Velimli tilso mikreli bahai eino. Now, there was a standard mikrel. Mikrel was a, let's see what Rashi says. Tarti manosa kuchle v'choda manosa mine. Shnei chalochim kuchel v'chelek echad mimenu. And then tloso mikreli. Mikrel hu konof oif. A kaf rochev dak shel eitz shenoytol boy hakril benoisin bay. Was a type of a thin spoon. It was wide and thin, or it was a type of a tubular konof oif. And it seems there was a standard size. And from this they used to put this powder in the eye. And you should do tlosa mikhali, shloisha pa'amim, limli yosem be'inai. Three times you should put in each eye. Tvei loy limli. More than that, you should not put in the loy. So Rashi says, Poka Eine. So then, either the ayin is nifkat, it jumps out, or it's detrimental for the eye. But al kaponim, this is the refue for this membrane that is covering the eye. Lishvariri delelyo, for night blindness, Rashi says, Sanveirem habois ala odom balaylo. Nei say he should bring Shudra Barko. Shudra Barko, Rashi says, Hevel, a rope, that was made shall sayo behemo, out of the hair of a behemo, shall zonov susoporo, or out of the tail of a horse or a poro. And we have a rope. Now, what do we do with this? So this, that the rope has to be made out of these elements, out of the hair of a behemo and the tail of a susoporo. We have a rope. Vinesa, now he should tie. He should be kosher. Chad karo mine. One end of the rope he should tie to his foot. Bechoda karo mikalbe. And the other end of the rope should be tied to the regal of a dog. So he's now Mekusha to the dog. Let's see what Rashi says. Neisa chod ekare mineib chod ekare mikal, but yikshar echod miraglov, veregel hakelep, bishnei roshei hachev. Now, they're tied together. Vinitref yinuke chaspe abasre. Now, a small child should be mekaye. What Rashi says, yikashkeshu tinoikesh shivrei charosim achrov. They should bang together broken pieces of cheres. V'leim rulei. They should say, aso kalbo akaso tarnegoilo. V'yayimru lachash ze. So the lachash had some luchnistike koiches. So you don't have to understand the poshut, the meaning of the lachash. Asa kalba kasa tanagil zokin kelev shoite tanagil. That is the lachash that is said. Now, we're not finished yet. The ligve, and then they should be goive, shave umtzi, 7 pieces of meat, mishiva boti, from 7 houses. He says 7 of his neighbors should donate each a piece of meat, v'lesvine nele, and they should put it down, b'tzinoire didashe, by the hinge of the door, that's where they should put down the pieces of meat. B'nechlinu, and he should eat this meat, b'kilkulei demosa. Kilkulei demosa means in the ashpois of the city, the dumps of the city, where they used to dump all the garbage, he should sit there and eat these 7 pieces of meat. What does Rashi say? Umtzi chatiches boso. Nesvino nele b'nei habatim. They should put them or bring them, lahana chumtzi, these pieces of meat, b'tzeneir d'dashe, kalkuli ashpits. Boso hochi, afterwards, lifshait Shudre Barke, now, all along, one of his feet were tied to a foot of a dog. Now afterwards we untie the rope. The name Ruhochi, and then we say Alachash. Shavriri, the night blindness, the Ploini Bar Plonise that this person had, and Agavuche Vosike Seder, that what our minig is, that whenever we're mispalo for a chayla, we mention the mother's name, and we see the Gemara says, Keseida Ploini Bar Plonise. Agavuche, I'd like to mention, I once saw a tshuva from the Ben Ish Chai, and he asked, why is it that when we're mispalo for a chayla, we mention the mother's name? So he says something very interesting. A chayla that needs tefillah needs rachmim. Now a father has a tremendous problem. A father is metzuve in limud haTorah. Who can say that he was mekayim his obligations? He was yaitze. He was neiva and bittul teira, and bittul teira is achamod de kavera. Chol yoyim basko yaitze is ma hachere boilam labrius me albeiner shal teira. There's a tviye elbein shal teira. Samer de kachem hakodesh hagavuche. The Chaim HaKodesh says in Pashas Kiseitze that the Gemara says, Misha Reyesh Yisurim Boi Molo B'Fashrish B'Maisav Pishpoish V'lo Imotza Yitla B'Bitl Torah. So the Chaim HaKodesh says, why Pishpoish V'lo Imotza Yitla B'Bitl Torah? If it's Bitl Torah, so why didn't it hit him right away? He says, because a person thinks he's yaitzeh his chiyuv. He learned enough already. But if it's pishpish v'leimot, sabayis min ha-shamayim, they don't think he learned enough. He could have learned more. Al koponim, so the Ben Ish Chai says, so when we're looking for rachmim, we speak about mothers. The women, baruch Hashem, damat mechuyiv and limud ha-torah, they never even bitl torah. So memela will be a greatest chus to mention the mother's names than the father's names. That's some kapodim we see from the Gemara, Pleini Bar Plonise Shevkinu, so Shavriri, the Pleini Bar Plonise, so this night blindness, Shevkinu, it would seem also that these machlas have a shaykhis with ruches, that where there's a lachash, it should leave. Lepleini balpanise velecharo lekalbe bibiso deene. Seems it should be chal on this kelev, on his eyes, and the bas enov. That is night blindness. Lishvariri diyemome. What is if a person is blind by day? Lay say he should bring Shiva Sumke 7 spleens. Migava de Chiyuse from the inside of 7 Behemoths. Vinitvinu, and he should roast them Achaspa de Umne. Now this chaspa de umne, but let's see what Rashi says. Bevisa deine, bevavaseinoi, sumki tchulim, the trail the spleen, a chaspa de umne. Now bizman chazal was very shriach, there was an umne, mekizei dam, they used to draw out dam l'rafue. And it seems the keile that the dam was poured into were mice, they weren't able to clean them too well. Kli cheres menuvu shemekizim lesoichoi dam. So it is roasted on this chaspe, v'nitvinu a chaspe, perhaps over Bechaspe Domne. Perhaps it's roasted on it, and perhaps the dam drips also on this chaspe. V'leisev iu migavoi. Now, this person who is suffering from blindness, he should sit inside, perhaps it means inside the house. V'inish achine me'avloi. Another person should sit outside. V'neimalei avira. So the blind person should tell the one that can see, Havli the Eichel, give me to eat. We have over here 7 roasted spleens. The name alay Haich Psiche, and the person who can see, Sav Eichel, take and eat. And he gives them the 7 spleens and he eats them. Ubosel the Ochel, after he eats the 7 spleens, letavre lechaspe, you break this cheres, the iloi hodre ilave, or else the machle might come back. Bledome, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, b'neme le'avire le'psicha habli ve'eichu, yeah, l'dome da'osi minechire. If blood is running from one's nose, le'isei gavra koyin, you should bring a person who is a koyin, the Shmei Levi, and his name is Levi. He says that's his name, and he's a koyin. V'lichtev le'levi le'mafreya, and then let him write, Levi Lemafrei, I think it means you should write it Yud Vov Lamed. V'iloi, if you can't find such a combination, a coin that's called Levi, Leisei Inish Ma'alme, so bring someone else. V'nichtav Lei, and you should write, Ano Papai Shilo Barsumke Lemafreya. And this Rashi says, Lachashu, this is a Lachash. V'iloi, Nichtav Lehochi. Tam Dli B'mei Kesev, Tam Dli B'mei Pogom. So, so a Lachash. Lachashu. V'iloi, I don't know if either if it doesn't work or if he, for some reason it can't be done. Laisi ikre da aspasta. One should take the sheirish of clover. Va'ashlo de puraya atiko. And a rope that was tied to an old bed. Vekultiso. Niyor shel muchen, I think this is a type of paper that was made out of material, out of shmatis. Humayriki visumke. Humayriki is krug. It's a type of a bachsmil psomim. Vesumke de lulove. And then he takes, so Rashi says, Davar Odom, Odom Hagodo belulov. This, we know what we're talking about, Al Kaponim. On every lulav we have on the back of the lulav, there's a red or brownish thing that grows by the lulav. Veneklini Bahade Adodi. Now, we should burn this together. V'leisei gavove da'amro. Now one takes some wool. V'nigdol tarti psilte. And he should, from this wool, he should spin 2 psilites. G'dilem, like tzitzis, psilet. V'nagdol psilta, or he should weave like we have our tzitzis, gedilim tasach haloshin, gedilim yaseh psilim min atzema. Velitmish bechala. And now he should soak yishre bechaymetz. He should soak these two psilis in vinegar. Vinigadvel bekit mohadei. Yegalgalenu sarashi says, be'efer, that means now we should roll these two psilis, which became wet, they're saturated with vinegar, so now he had taken a few things, Ikredas pasta, Vashla de Puraya, etc. He had burnt them in his ashes. Now he should roll these psilas in these ashes, and they'll stick to the psila. Nidgad vil Rashi says, Yigolenu be'efa, v'yitva ka'efa boy, because it's wet, it's saturated, so the now, so you have here two psilas, which can fit, each psila can fit in the nostril. And it's now, on these psilas we have here this powdery mixture, which will be merape, the bloody nose, v'neisev b'nechirov. V'iloi, but if he's not capable of doing this, lech say ames hamayim, he should find a canal, the ozlos mimizroch klapei mayrev, that the flow of the water is going from mizroch to mayrev, v'nivsa, and it seems he should go into this canal, v'nekem chat kara lahaygise, 1 foot he should put on one side, v'chat kara lahaygise, and the other foot he should put on the other side. It's almost a narrow canal. So both feet are now in the canal. V'nishko tine, now he should take out some mud which is on the bottom of the canal, v'yodei diyemine, mitusei kara de smole. He should take some mud with his right hand. This mud is underneath his left foot. Ubiyode de smole, and then he should take with his left hand, mitusei kara de yemine, mud which is under the right foot. Vinigdel. Tarti psilta da amra. Again, he should make two psilas of wool. Vinitmish betina. And then, this should be put in this mud. Vinesev benechirav. And he should put it in his nostrils. That is to mimerape a bloody nose. V'loi, if this is not good, or if he's unable to do this, leisev tusi marzeve, he should sit underneath a gutter, v'naisi maya, and the person should bring water, v'lishde olei, and he should pour it on him. That means, I think, the person goes up to the roof and pours the water in the gutter. And since he's sitting underneath the gutter, so the water falls on him. And then he says, Alachash, v'leimru. And then let him say, ki heichi de posak hanimayo. Just like the water stopped flowing, his lipsaik dome de planye bal ponise. So the dam which is running from his nose, the nosebleed should also stop. Rashi says, v'nishdo alei derech marzev, that means they poured the water in the gutter on the roof and it fell on him. Lidome daosi mipume. Now, this seems as a serious illness that he's hemorrhaging, blood is coming out from his mouth. This is internal bleeding and it's coming out from his mouth. Potkinalei begila dechitze. So we have to first test this blood to figure out internally from what organ is it coming from. There's something definitely wrong with him. So we take begila dechitze, this is like a straw from a chita, and we take the straw and we put it into the blood. We test the blood with this straw. Isorich nidva kakash bedam. It seems it's a sticky blood, and the kash becomes dovok to the dam. Mereya kosi. So it's coming from the lungs. Then the blood is originating from the lungs. The islay takanta. Then this person still has a refuah. Vilay, but if the blood is not so sticky, one does not, by testing the blood with the straw, is mikavda kosi. Then it's coming from the liver. The leslay takanta. And then there's no refuah for him. Tzfafal, he's a treifer. Fregt der Gemorre, Omele Ravami le Ravashi, Vanan Ibchotna. It seems that you're saying that a machle in the liver is more chomo than a machle in the reye. We learned as follows. Nital hakoveit, if the liver was completely removed, v'lei nishtair mimeno klum. So that's treif. Horeya shenikva oishach haseira. The reya becomes treif if there's a hole in the lung or there's missing something from the lung. So we see al koponim that the koveid is a more, it's a stronger organ than the reya. If it's completely, there's no more koveid, there's no more liver anymore. So then it's treif, but if there's something left over, it seems it can rejuvenate, and the reya is the simoni treifas of a reya are, I can still have a reya, but if there's a hole in it, or there's missing something, a chelik of the reya, so, omalei, given the mipume kosi, the blood is coming out from his mouth. Eima ismuchi ismach. So then I think we have to say that it is, we tested the blood. We know the blood is coming from the covet. But yeskin gashayla, so what? So, but if the blood is coming from the covet, how did it go out through his mouth? So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, "Kiven the doma de kavdo, the dam of the covet, shitluya lemata min hareya." That means this is below the lungs. Oila lemaila v'nofik derech hapeh. Now all of a sudden, the blood is coming out through his mouth. Eime ismuchi ismach. So it could very well be that the liver completely disintegrated, dissolved. Kule kavde. Leinishtaya heimenoklum. Nothing is left over. V'nofal l'reye. And the disintegrated or the dissolved liver, which is now in a liquid form, it fell into the reya derech kone ha-koveid shemechuba le-kone shel reya. So it seems there's a connection between the zakanim, there's like a tubes that connect the liver to the lungs, and if blood is coming out from the liver, I can truthfully suspect that the liver disintegrated, and then she's at Haifa, so there's no refuah for that. Now, we tested the blood to find out the source of the blood. If it's originating from the kaved, so then I assume he's a treifet. If the blood is originating from the lungs, this is a refuah. What is the takona? What is the refuah? Leisei shiva kuni mi firmo de silke. What does Rashi say? Kuni molei egrev. Fistfuls. He should take 7 fistfuls. Now we're telling us how much one should use in the refuah. 7 fistfuls. Firmo de silke. Knevas tardim matzindure. That's minced beets. Beets cut up in small pieces. So he should take 7 fistfuls of beets. Vishive kuni firma de karsi in 7 fistfuls of minced leek. Vachamishe kuni preda. Min esef. A type of a grass. Vishaimrim. Madai rishrash. Utlosa kuni and 3 fistfuls, the talfachi of lentils. Vekune the kimoina and 1 fistful of cumin. Vekune the chabli and 1 fistful of cress. Uchenegdon kanta papirte. Now what is this? He should take, what does Rashi say? Chenegdom kishir kol eilu. He should take kanta papirta antrail shel behemah. This is a chelik of the fatty tissues by the intestines of a behemah. But shahoisa peta rechem leimo. It's a peta rechem. Vilevashel. And he should cook this all together. Vilechu. And he should eat this. Vilishte abasrei. And afterwards he should drink. Shikro charifo de tevis. A type of a beer. Or Sheikho, the Tevis, Mustama, this is perhaps in the month that it was made. Lekicha, what if a person has pains in his teeth? Chayli Hashinayim Apnimiyim. These are not the outer teeth, these are the Shinayim Apnimiyim. Taisa says, Shinayim, Kicha or Shinayim, to the Perish Bekuntras Kan. V'loi k'may Shepirish Ba'al Medainu Chanichayim, this is the Pele, in the Mrinin, Ba'arve Psochim, Loi Seyaka Kicha, the Gemara says in Arve Psochim, one should not take out a tooth. Agavuche, the stipler, was very nizer in this. He never took out a tooth, actually. That's what brought down an eichus rabbeinu. V'chein b'chulin, noter kichi v'shini de gavre. The teeth, this is the interior teeth and the outer teeth, fell out. So we see al kaponim, if the chazal speak about taking out kichi or falling out, so it has to be the teeth, not the palei. V'zele shach leime b'chanichayim. So we see kicha means the teeth. Now, so a person, there's a choli of the shinayim. חולי השיניים הפנימיים. So what does one do? Om harabe barafune, leisei tume yechidoi. He should take a garlic. Roish, shlat as Rashi say, tume yechide. Roishum, shloi hoya boy elo tzela echad. It only had one chelik, I think, of the garlic in it. Venimresei, and he should grind it, bemishcha, with oil, umilche, and salt. So now he has a ointment, a type of an ointment. Venosvei, atufroi, da oyoine, da higise, de kayevlei. And he should put this on the nail of the thumb on the side that he has the pain in the teeth. And it seems that this ointment somehow was able to penetrate and there was merape. But this is a very strong ointment. He should put around the ointment gedanfa delisha, like a small border of dough, to ensure that this ointment should not spread on his skin. Then his dayel abisrei should be careful that the ointment should only be on the nail of the thumb; it shouldn't go onto his skin. The kasha lechivre. This is, we heard already, chivre is a type of a shchin. It's a skin disease. So you shouldn't, this, the kosher lechivre tzaras, Rashi says. Rashi before, v'nimrasa yishchakeno, you should grind it. You should put it, atufro de elyoina, al tzipoiren shel boyen yad. This ointment made out of garlic, oil, and salt should not touch his skin. The kosher lechivre tzaras. Lechinchi. So Rashi says, Ababuis hagdelem begorim. These are types of growths that are growing in his throat, kimin galant, beloshin rumi, ashtran gailon. It's a sickness of the throat. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chumsi ki mamru. Now what is that? Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Chumsi ki mamru. Alei shel chumos piltaru. This is, it's a type of a plant. The alim of the chumis. Now, this is kemin esev shekoyren mamru beloshen arabi. This is, it's a type of esev, similar to mamru in loshen arami. But this is similar to that. Chumsi ki mamru, veikra de chumsi odef mi mamru. Now, that means chumse, this esev, is equivalent to mamru. Ve'ikra de chumse, shoyre shachimush, filteroi, is odef l'rafu mi mamru. That in Rashi said, Mamru Rashi said before, that's the name of the Seisev. And you will get the Shoirish of Chumas, that's better than Mamru. Mamru Shavdamuni Loshen Moiri. The Rebbe said that it's Shavdamuni. Yeah. So now what happens? V'ninkait bepumei, and he should hold this in his mouth, hani, look me. Now, this is not a refuah, but this alkoponim will accomplish that it won't go further. It won't spread. Look me. It shouldn't blow up. It shouldn't get inflamed more. So holding this in his mouth will, al kaponim, stop the growth of this machle. Levishuli. Now, what if he wants? It seemed there was a lot of lecha, there was liquor, there was phlegm or other things. And he wants that they should all, now we're going to go in the process of being merape, these growths that were in his throat. So there is two procedures. Number one, there's lecha that we want that should get into these avabues, and then later we want them to get split. They should, and then later we have to heal the skin that they were split. So we'll see there's a whole process over here. Now, look me achilish le nifach yesh midai. Levishuli avabuis. Now if we want they should get cooked or they should get softened, shetakabetz lecha shem l'saicham, that the lecha should go into it, shetay yoytzok sheyibokah oysok. That when they'll split, so the lecha should leave it like this. It seems it's not concentrated in it. We want it to get into these ababuis. That when they'll split, it'll drain out. So how does one do this? What is the refuah for that? Laisi pari derech nafia. So one should take the bran that one finds on a sieve. Subim, what does Rashi say? Subim gdoilim, shetzofim lemaila benofek shemeragdim. When you're sieving the flour, so it seems the bran remains on top. V'talfachi, you should take lentils, v'afrayo, adashim im ofor shenitlashu bohem. So we have lentils together with the ofor that they grew in. Vishuv li loso. Talson. It's a type of a plant. Vechumriso de kishuse. So it tries to chumriso de kishuse. Perach, the flower. Shebekishois. Humle. These are hops, which are used in the process of making beer. So the perach of kishus. V'nimkait ke'emguze bepume. Now, he should hold in his mouth the size of an egois, the size of a walnut kishir egois, and that will cause that the lecha will enter the ababuis and they'll be mevashalit. Now we want it to burst open and the liquid should drain. Liftuach, liftuchi. Now you want, Tamashi says, liftuchi. Ababuis. Sheyiboku v'teitzei aleich. Now, how do now, it seems it got soft now, and now it's ready to be opened up, or we need a procedure to open it up. This is all in the throat. Linpach lei chavrei tachli chavarte. His chaver should blow in to his throat. He tastes something similar to a straw. Begile dechitze. Begile dechitze is a type of a straw that's hollow. Begile dechitze, Rashi says, shul cholo v'yachnes zera hashichlaim l'soichoi b'roi sheyechot v'yachnisenu b'soich piv shol choyle ad abliye v'yenapach haveroi b'roi sheyecha v'yetzo shichlaim, shichlaim is crest v'yiplu v'yachnu ala choyli. That means so we have to inject in him, but this was blown, these were seeds of a cress, and this was blown into him. We took something similar to a straw, and on one side of the straw we put some of these seeds. On the other side was stuck down his throat. Then when the chava blew it in, so it went down in the area of his throat, and it seems these avabues, these growths, were then, they came in contact with these growths, so they split, and the lecha started draining. But now it seems we have like open wounds in his throat, and we want that it should grow back together again. Lasuki, Sarashi says, lahalois boso, now, how we will be capable of being merape the ababuis that were split? So there was a third refua for that. Leisei afra, one should take afra, dirt, mitulo the base hakise. Mitula deveis akise, Rashi says, mitachas tzel avonim, hamasudores lebeis akise basodais, mesukonais kein moishev. Now, Rashi says how the botikis sois bizman chazal looked. They made together a pile of stone, or there were masada stones, that had a tzura of a base moisha, one was capable of sitting on them. So then when the sun shined on one angle, so it casted a shade on the other angle, the other ruach. So the ofo that was in the shade of the space akisei, one should take some of this ofo, v'nigboil, and he should be megabel, he should knead it, bidufshe, v'neichel, and then he should eat it. And this will cause that the splits in these ababues will get healed up. The mali lay lebarsim. Lebarsim, choyli shekoyren tzurair. Now, tzurair is an inflammation of the lining of the nose and throat that continually produces a thick liquid. So, how does one heal this? Lacey, he should bring Kipistika denishdo. Now, kipistika denishdo, kishir galant shel eretz, the amount of an acorn. Now we're speaking about measurements of an eretz. Misam nishdo, shekoyren amonike. This is, if someone is becoming chemistry, it's sal ammoniac. So you should take the size of an acorn of this, this is a type of a chemical. Kipistike denishta, vechi emgoizo, the size of a walnut, דחל בניסה דופשא ניסא. Now, this is from the sweet chelbine. What does Rashi say? Chelbinisa duvshanisa chelbina mesuke shekoyren galma. It's called galbinim, the juice of the ferula herb. Anyway, so we take the ammonike, we take the size of a acorn. Riem guze de chalbanise duvshanise, umalei tarve de duvsha chivre. And the size, we fill up a spoon of white honey. Umalei natlo bas mechuze, natlo is kli marzik revies. In Bas Mechuzah, that means that was according to the Shiurim of Mechuzah, Chamro Nekide, Yayin Tzolu, very clear wine, Yofe She'enei Odoin, it's a clear wine. So we took some chemicals and other things together, and now Vanish Lakine, we have all the measurements of how much wine and how much honey. Vinishlakino Bahadi Adodi. We cook everything together. And we'll have a simen. Vichi Boshal Nishdor. The Nishdor, this is the ammonike, which was a chemical. When you'll see that this got cooked, that this got soft, Boshale Kule. That means the most difficult, chalik in this concoction to cook, it takes the longest to cook is the nishdar. So if you'll see that the nishdar is cooked, you know that it was already completely cooked. Boshel nishdar, boshel ekula. Then you'll know that it was completely cooked. What does Rashi say? Boshel nishdar, boshel kulay. Ze simin yielecho. This is a simin. When this will get cooked, the other ingredients also got cooked, because this is a hard element. And if this got cooked, everything got cooked. If he doesn't have this, he should take a rebiyas of cholov from a white goat. V'neitayfe, and you shall let it drip, atlas kilche krov, and three leaves of kale. V'nichbeshe, and you should mix it up, begabze demeramin, this is a type of a wood, and then he cooks everything. And this got cooked, so everything else is cooked. What does Rashi say? When the taifat las kalchi the krov yatifenu al shloishi kalchi krov bekli, he should this revius of cholo from the eis, he should pour over three kalchei kruv, v'navcheshei begavze demeramis. Yogi says, hagdere bekisim shel eitz, it's a certain small piece of wood, sheshmoi meramin, and v'loi, it seems then doesn't say exactly how what happens later after we make it. Seems he would doesn't say what to do if he drinks it or v'iloi, if he doesn't have these ingredients, leisei nafki dekalba chivre, he should go and take the tzoya of a white kelev. v'nigboil, and he should mix this up, b'natfe. This is Notov is a I think it comes it's a we say this in the Peter Makteiris Tastach Mer. So he takes Menigbol Benatva Vekamo de Efsher, always possible, Nafke Loinechol. That means if we could avoid this, he shouldn't eat this now. They should, I mean, this is the last alternative. The Mafrik. So let's see what Rashi says. The Kama, the Efshaloi, Berfua Acheres, if he could avoid this. Oilis Apik Becholyoi, or he could suffer with his Choli. So it's better, this last alternative is really a last alternative. Nifke leinechel leyechel tzayis haklovin. The mifrik menateik evorov. It takes, it's the chibur of the evorim becomes separated. It seems it's a very strong medication. So if in any way he could avoid it, he should avoid it.